Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi condemns attack on UAE's Fujairah, which injured three Indian nationals, calls for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace and stability across West Asia. United States says ceasefire with Iran not over amid rising tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Romanian government falls after no confidence vote in parliament. And India retain its top position in ICC men's T20 cricket rankings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the attacks on UAE's Fujairah that resulted in injuries to three Indian nationals. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that targeting civilians and infrastructure is unacceptable. He asserted that India stands in firm solidarity with the UAE and reiterates its support for the peaceful resolution of all issues through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi emphasized that ensuring safe and unimpeded navigation through the Strait of Hormuz is vital for enduring regional peace, stability, and global energy security. The international community has responded with swift and widespread condemnation for following in Iran's missile and drone attacks on the United Arab Emirates. Governments across the region and beyond have described the strikes as a grave escalation, warning of serious risks to stability across West Asia and beyond. From within the Gulf, Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Egypt were among the first to speak out, joined by Jordan and regional bodies including the Gulf Cooperation Council and the Arab League, all of whom rejected what they called a direct violation of UAE sovereignty. The reaction extended well beyond the region, with the European Union, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Japan, Australia, and Canada all formally denouncing the attacks. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said today, "The U.S.-Iran ceasefire is not over as tensions rise in Strait of Hormuz." Addressing a press briefing at the Pentagon, Hegseth said, "The United States was not looking for a fight in the Gulf, but warned that any Iranian attack on commercial shipping or U.S. forces would be met with a strong response."
The ceasefire is not over. We would urge Iran to be prudent in the actions that they take to keep that underneath this threshold. This is about the straits. This is about freedom of navigation. This is about international waterways. This is about free flow of commerce. All the things that happened before, and only Iran is contesting. So right now, the ceasefire certainly holds, but we're going to be watching very, very closely.
The Pentagon chief said Iran has been harassing ships in the Strait of Hormuz for too long and warned that Tehran would face overwhelming firepower if it attacks commercial shipping. He added that Washington has launched Operation Project Freedom to restore safe transit through the critical waterway. He said Project Freedom's mission is to protect innocent commercial shipping from Iranian aggression. He clarified that Project Freedom is distinct from Operation Epic Fury, launched on 28th of February. A fragile ceasefire in West Asia came under renewed strain today as the United Arab Emirates reported fresh missile and drone attacks launched from Iran, even as U.S. naval forces pushed ahead with operations in the Strait of Hormuz. Emirati authorities confirmed that air defense systems were actively engaged for a second consecutive day, intercepting incoming threats targeting the country. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The situation across West Asia remains volatile, with multiple flashpoints threatened to unravel already fragile ceasefire arrangements. The Strait of Hormuz has once again become a focal point of confrontation as U.S. forces intensify efforts to secure commercial shipping lines. The UAE's interception of Iranian missiles and drones marks a significant escalation, raising concerns about widening the scope of conflict. Meanwhile, continued exchanges between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon suggest that hostilities are spreading across multiple fronts. Diplomatic channels remain active, but with competing narratives from Washington and Tehran, the risk of miscalculation remains high. Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that development cooperation remains a key pillar of the partnership between India and Jamaica. Dr. Jaishankar was addressing the media after his meeting with Jamaican Foreign Minister Kamina Johnson-Smith and other cabinet members. The External Affairs Minister said the talks were comprehensive and substantial, covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties and identifying new avenues to further strengthen cooperation.
We reviewed the entire gamut of India-Jamaica relations. We identified new avenues for further strengthening our partnership. We have signed several important agreements, and we discussed effective implementations of MOUs, which have been recently concluded in the fields of digital transformation, cultural exchange, sports, and digital payments to ensure tangible outcomes on the ground.
Ninth round of Foreign Office consultations between India and Sudan was held at Port Sudan. The External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both sides reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations, including political, economic, trade, capacity building, health, and education. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on what the White House described as a historic and decisive election victory in West Bengal, where the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP has secured a breakthrough win. White House spokesman Kush Desai also said that just last month on their phone call, President Trump expressed to Prime Minister Modi his admiration and how lucky India is to have him as its leader. The BJP victory in West Bengal ends Trinamool Congress led by Mamata Banerjee's 15-year hold on power in the state. The International Religious Freedom Roundtable Pakistan held a consultation where concerns were raised over the continued patterns of religious discrimination. Concerns were also raised over the blasphemy laws' misuse, forced conversions, forced marriages, and the targeting of minority women and children. Romanian Prime Minister Ili Bolojan's government fell today after losing a no-confidence vote in parliament, creating political uncertainty in the country. The Social Democrats, who left the coalition last month due to unpopular fiscal cuts, filed the motion alongside the main far-right opposition party. Lawmakers voted to support the motion against Prime Minister Ili Bolojan. The motion received 281 votes in the 464-seat parliament. Bolojan, a member of the National Liberal Party, assumed office in June 2025. His government faced mounting criticism over austerity measures and plans to sell strategic state assets, which triggered strong opposition from the Social Democratic Party, the largest party in the original ruling coalition. In April, the Social Democrats withdrew its political backing and pulled its ministers out of the cabinet, demanding Bolojan's resignation, a request that was rejected. A Russian overnight missile and drone attack on Ukrainian gas production facilities killed five people today. Sergei Koretsky, CEO of Ukraine's state energy company Naftogaz, said Russian forces struck gas production facilities in the Poltava and Kharkiv regions. In China, 26 people were killed and 61 others injured in an explosion at fireworks plant in central Hunan province. The blast occurred yesterday afternoon at the facility of Huansheng Fireworks Manufacturing. India has retained its position at the top of the ICC Men's T20 rankings, showcasing their dominance in the cricketing world. India had created history by becoming the first team to successfully defend the T20 World Cup title and also win it for a record-extending third time in March. With this achievement, India continued to hold the top position in the rankings with 275 rating points. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi condemns attack on UAE's Fujairah, which injured three Indian nationals, calls for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace and stability across West Asia. United States says ceasefire with Iran not over amid rising tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Romanian government falls after no confidence vote in parliament, and India retain its top position in the ICC Men's T20 cricket rankings. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.